that got y'all's to a. Am I clicky? Why am I clicky? Welcome back to another Twitter space. Do I sound okay now? Combo edit is probably clicky because I'm in my bed. Oh no, early it sounded like you were pressing buttons. No, it is currently 12:50 in the morning and I am about to pass out after a really long day, but I just wanted to do a quick another ASMR Twitter space. Although this time I'm gonna try and sound more awake. So, but I'm also gonna have to try and keep quiet because Fuyumi's, I think, going to bed soon because we're supposed to wake up in about 7 hours. But good evening, all my wonderful, wonderful night owlets. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I miss all of you very, very much, and I cannot wait to come back home to tell you all about my adventures and to start streaming again. But do not worry, we will be planning some off collabs during our trip together. For those of you who don't know, I'm still on my southern trip with Fuyumi Toba, a Kingfisher VTuber who streams on Twitch, who recently moved to Japan. And we are currently traveling together for the next week and a half or so. And we're planning to do an off collab on her channel, and then we're planning to do an off collab on my channel at some point. So please keep an eye out on our both our Twitters for any information about the upcoming off collabs. Yeah, we really, really are having such a wonderful time together. Actually, these last 2 days have been insanely fun. I don't even know where to start because we did so many things. We went kayaking on Thursday and then shopping afterwards. No. We went kayaking on Thursday and then we went snorkeling on Friday in the morning. And that was a lot of fun. They took us out to like a far off island about 30 minutes away from the main Okinawa island. And we got to see so much coral, and the sea was so blue. It was like staring into a gem or crystal or something. And the coral reefs were super shallow. The coral reefs were like no deeper. Sometimes they were no deeper than 2 to 3 meters. So you could actually, like, if you stood up, you could probably stand on them. Luckily, we were just snorkeling around, but you could get really, really close up to a lot of coral, and we got to see so much fish. We saw really rainbow tropical kind of colored fish that I've never seen before. Shiny iridescent fish, school of fish, just like a bunch of really interesting tropical fish that I've never seen, and even got to see a little sea snake in the very bottom. It was really, really cute. Yeah, kayaking, snorkeling, and we did a lot of stuff on the water because it's really hot here in Okinawa. Oh, and our snorkeling guide also dove all the way down to pick up a sea cucumber for us. So we got to hang out with a sea cucumber. So freaking cute. This little black slimy slug looking thing. And if you touch a sea cucumber, it's actually very hard. Its skin feels like leather. And then it was so funny because the guide was like, just make sure you handle the sea cucumber carefully, or else he'll get anxious and he'll start squirting at you. So I was holding him softly and he was fine. So then Fuyu was holding him softly, and she was fine. We took some pictures with the big sea cucumber, and then we passed it over to the other guy on our in our tour trip. And I guess he wasn't used to holding like animals like that, so he kind of fumbled around with it. And I guess held the sea cucumber too tight, and he was kind of scared. So, but then the sea cucumber got scared too, and literally started squirting water out of its like water hole on the top and like the tip. I don't even know how to explain it. It was like the sea cucumber was squirting water everywhere because he got scared. It was so funny. It was just like squirting all over. So anyway, that was really funny. Everybody got sprayed on by a sea cucumber. Luckily, it's just water and they aren't poisonous. And then later on that day, we were actually supposed to go paragliding, but even though the weather was super nice, we were told by the guide that all paragliding trips would be canceled because there was an accident earlier that morning, I think, and so they had to cancel all the paragliding activities. So we kind of bummed out because we really wanted to go paragliding. But instead, they had other options, so we could do banana boating. And we could also do like kind of tubing, but in like a red platform kind of situation. So Fuyu and I did the banana boat, and that was really fun. And then we did the red tubing. It was like it was like tubing, but it didn't have the hole. It was almost like you were lying on a giant red circular pad with a backrest, and they were just dragging you across the water. Except that one was absolutely terrifying because when the guy kept going faster, the waves kept getting bigger, and it kept like chopping us up and down, and we kept jumping up and down and up and down and up and down, and I was holding on to my dear life with every strength I got. And then Fuyu was just like next to me, like jump, like she was holding on, but she wasn't holding on super tight, and she was just flying in the air, and I was so scared she was gonna fly off, and I was so scared I was gonna fly off as well. So I was like screaming and I was swearing, I'm like, dear Lord, please help us, please, I'm gonna die. And so my arms are super sore today because I used up all my strength and adrenaline to like hold on to my dear life. I actually thought I was gonna fall off and die. I was so scared. So I don't know if I ever want to do that again. It was really scary. I would rather do paragliding than whatever that was. But Fuyu had a lot of fun. She really liked it. So that was pretty much the whole morning. We did that until like the early afternoon. Hi, Bear Leo. Yeah. So and then afterwards we went shopping in the very like popular shopping street in Osaka called Kokusaitori, and they just had a bunch of souvenir shops and a lot of restaurants and a lot of ice cream stores. Okinawa has a lot of really interesting specialty snacks and foods, like sea grapes, that's really popular, and like this peanut tofu situation. They also are known for their sea creatures, right? Like the sea garden snakes. Oh my god, the garden snakes here are so cute. I was so tempted to get the white spotted garden snake because I really wanted to get a plushie of it because they're just so adorable. I think they're my favorite animal that I've seen so far. It's like Okinawan culture. So we just bought a little bit of merchandise and brought it back and then went to bed. So then today, for today's activities, we woke up really early to go to the aquarium, which is like 2.5 hours away by bus. It's super, super far. It's like if we're near the airport in Osaka, which is kind of like in the bottom, but not all the way in the bottom, we went all the way to the very top of Osaka, like the not Osaka, Okinawa, like the very tip of it. And the thing is, like, Okinawa doesn't have like a train system that runs through, only like a small monorail system that goes through the main city in Naha. But most people rely on buses in Okinawa, and it's very, they sometimes they run late, especially the local buses. So you can never trust the bus schedules. Hope you didn't get any serious sunburns. I don't ever get sunburned. I don't know about you guys, but I've never gotten sunburned. I've maybe gotten sun-kissed, but my skin has like is very strong. And because I'm so used to being out in the sun all the time, I never get burnt. Yeah, never, ever, ever get burnt, even though I stay out for a really long time. But I always make sure to wear like sunscreen anyway. But today was really fun because we went to the aquarium and it was so big and huge, and they had whale sharks, they had jellyfish, they had venomous creatures, they had information about them, they had the garden eels that were so cute. And then they had this really cool dolphin show, and I'll post some videos of it later when I do my trip stream. But oh my God, the dolphins were so smart. They also used pygmy killer whales, which are tiny little killer whales, and they were doing some really cool tricks. It was just like the coolest dolphin show I've ever seen. And I've seen a couple dolphin shows in my life, so that was really nice to end the whole day off, because we would have to take that 2.5 hour bus ride back. But at the merch store, I saw this giant gacha machine, and I really wanted to get the garden snakes, but they had like, I don't know, maybe like 12 different type of variations that you could get in the gacha, so it was like a 1 out of 12 chance. So it's kind of hard. So I ended up spending just like a buttload of money trying to get the gacha, the garden eels, but I kept getting other random stuff that I didn't want, and I sometimes got some doubles. So I ended up just giving them all to a bunch of kids who are there. I was just like giving away all the gachas that I didn't want, because what, like, honestly, I wouldn't bring them home, and I'd rather give them to kids who couldn't ha who didn't get the ones they wanted. So I like went up to this little girl, and I just was like, "Sumimasen, nani ka hoshii? Nani ka hoshii? Nano," or something like that. Like, "Which one do you want?" And then she was like, "Caught it." And then she like pointed to this one, like the skeleton one. And I was like, "Okay." And she's like, "Arigato." And I was like, "Doitashimashite." It was so cute. And then the other crazy thing that I bought from the aquarium was a giant garden eel plushie. I really like the spotted ones, the white spotted ones. There's also like the orange and white ones that kind of look like the Nemo colors, orange and white striped garden eels that they have here. But I freaking love the white one, and I got one. I'll post a picture of it in Twitter, on Twitter. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sleepy. Let's take a look at the comments that I'm gonna post. So I have this boy. I mean, girl. It's a girl. Wait, let me post it right now. Okay, I posted it. So if you go to the Twitter space right under it, I posted a picture of this little. It's actually quite big. You can use it as a neck pillow. I just really, really wanted to get it because it was so cute, squishy. That is a garden eel. They stick their heads up out of the water, and I can post right under it a picture of what it looks like in real life. So this is what this is. Let me see a better picture of a garden eel here. Oh, what are some good pictures? I love some good videos. I guess this is a good picture here. You can see what they look like. They're so cute. So that's the garden eel kind of plushie. You look under it. Do you see them? Those cute spotted boys. They stick out of the sand. They're dancing around in the sand. I'm bringing a lot of stuff back. I'm probably gonna carry it on the plane, or I'll have to vacuum seal it. It's Mimi Sea Cousin. I know, they're noodles. I was like, this is Mimi Coon. This little Mimi Coon's cousin. So I had to name them because I got the My Little Owl plushie, right? Jinsuko is named after the famous Okinawan cookie, which in Japanese and Chinese actually means like golden cookie. It's a very royal kind of cookie, Jinsuko. And then Fuyu and I came up with the name for our my little garden eel. So in Japanese, garden eels or eel, small eels in general, are called anago. They're a little bit different to unagi, because unagi is, I guess, a little bigger, different kind of breed of eel. But anago are kind of like the small, slim ones. Is it just me or is the audio choppy? Sorry, I'm kind of far away. And the name of this spotted garden eel is officially Anaru-chan or Naru-chan. So, welcome everybody. Welcome Naru-chan to the team. Because like Anago means eel, a little garden eel. So I'm gonna call her Anaru. Or Naru, for short. Yes. And yeah, that's pretty much all we did. We went home and ate some dinner, and we're so tired. I just want to pass out. I took a nice, hot, steaming bath. Got some really nice, fancy bath. What am I talking about? I bought this bath bomb at 7-Eleven. Still fancy though, because it's supposed to help with my muscle weakness or whatever, muscle soreness. So I put the bath bomb in the bath and I soaked it there for quite a while, and it was so, so nice, which is probably why I'm so, so, so tired right now. But I was glad I was able to catch up a little bit with you guys at least. Fuyu and I are planning to do an off-collab stream in like the next day or two before we fly off to our next destination, which is Fukuoka. I have no idea what we're doing there, because honestly, I have no idea what Fukuoka is even known for. But you know, we'll just let it fly. But yeah, tomorrow or today, we plan on going on another theme park in Okinawa, and we're gonna learn about the history and the culture of the Okinawan, like history and their indigenous cultures and stuff like that. So I'm really excited to learn about a little bit about Okinawa, so I can share my knowledge to you guys when I come back. Any idea what time you're thinking for the off call? Maybe tomorrow after we come back from the park. And then our flight is the next day on Monday. So we have to do it probably in the evening before we fly. For my stream, we still have a couple of days. We're going to 3 more destinations after this. So within any of those destinations, I can stream or she can stream. So just keep an eye out for it. It's honestly going to be a time when we're not super exhausted from going everywhere. Because I was actually going to do one tonight, but I'm just so tired. And tomorrow we have another big, big day at the theme park. So I'm going to catch some seas. Yeah. Always happy for your adventures and well-deserved getaway. Thank you. I really, like I say every time, I feel so lucky to be here and I feel so refreshed. In fact, I feel ready to get back to streaming and working and making music and singing covers again. So I'm really excited to come back and use my creative juices that I've refueled. But for now, these owl's eyes are getting heavy, and these owl's eyes want to stay closed for a while. So I want to wish everyone a lovely day, or afternoon, or evening, wherever you are. And I will see you in the next Twitter space. And have a good night. This is Athena Nightingale signing off. Over and out. I will send me.